The Paycheck Protection Program is happening again. The Coronavirus Response and Relief Appropriations Act of 2021, approved by Congress in late December, includes $284 billion to assist U.S. small businesses and self-employed people under the Paycheck Protection Program Round 2. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the application window is just now opening.
Round one of the Paycheck Protection Program, which totaled $522 billion, opened last April and closed in August, delivering loans to over 5 million recipients. Mary Beth Brooks, director of the Small Business Technology Development Center at the University of Arkansas, and her team assist small business owners, self-employed, and the unemployed to apply for pandemic financial aid.
The PPP is actually a loan. It is not a grant. But if the borrower expends the money on very specific eligible expenses, including payroll, rent, mortgage interest, utilities, those kind of things, they can get the full loan forgiven.
The Paycheck Protection Program is administered by the Small Business Administration, working with regional and community banks, farm credit system lenders, credit unions, community development financial institutions, and minority depository institutions to process and distribute loans.
In Northwest Arkansas, the majority of banks are accepting this next round again. So I would just recommend to check with your lender.
Qualified corporations, LLCs, sole proprietors, self-employed, and independent contractors must have been in business prior to February 15th of last year and be able to upload valid records showing profits and losses and other operating details.
Most of the banks, they have a portal that you will actually go on to do the application, and then you will just upload any files to the portal. To explain everything from your payroll and all of the payroll documentation to your corporate documents, any of those kind of required documentation you would upload, and then just fill out the application online.
Brooks says round two qualifications are different.
And for this next round, what is important for those borrowers is that they have to prove that they had over a 25% reduction in their eligible receipts. And so in their gross income, basically, if they can prove that they lost over 25% in from one quarter to the next quarter, so say quarter two of 2019 in comparison to quarter two of 2020, then they are eligible for this next round.
The first round provided loans of up to $10 million to small businesses with a maximum of 500 employees. A majority of round one loans were valued at $150,000 or less, however. A third made to low and moderate income communities. 70% of loans were made to businesses with fewer than 10 employees.
Now, the requirements, in addition to the maximum of $2 million, per loan, is that they have a maximum of 300 employees. So I think the average loan sizes will be a lot smaller, and therefore more businesses will be able to get in and they won't run out of money as quickly.
This round, more loans will be made to minority, women, and veteran-owned businesses and businesses operating in low-income communities.
I think for self-employed individuals, if you look at someone like a hairstylist, I'll give you an example there, a person who is a hairstylist who works at a salon, then he or she could look at their income monthly in 2020 in comparison to their income in 2019. And if they then over the course of a quarter in comparison to the previous year's quarter went down over the 25%, then they would qualify. They'll have to show proof. They won't necessarily have to show proof when they apply, but they will have to show proof before it's forgiven. So I would recommend definitely getting it all together beforehand. And even if they don't have monthly financials like normal bigger businesses do, they could just look at their bank statements. I mean, they can be able to prove what their income coming in every month was, do a spreadsheet, and do that comparison to make sure that they dropped over 25% in a quarter.
Anyone with questions can find a wealth of information online about the Payment Protection Program Round 2, Brooks says.
We have it on our website at sbtdc.uark. But we also, if you could look at the SBA's website, sba.gov has really good information. The U.S. Treasury has really good information on their websites. But I really recommend visiting with your bank in addition to those, as well as visiting with your CPA. If you have a good CPA, they'll be on top of that as well.
Applicants who search sba.gov will see a link on the homepage titled Coronavirus Small Business Guidance and Loan Resources. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
The Internal Revenue Service and the U.S. Treasury Department are now delivering a second round of stimulus or economic impact payments. Like the Paycheck Protection Program, the EIP funding was approved by Congress in the Coronavirus Response and Relief Appropriations Act for distribution to millions of Americans. Eligible individuals will receive $600 or $1,200 for married couples filing a joint return, $600 for each qualifying child. No application required. The IRS is making payments through financial institutions, direct deposit, or by mailing checks or debit cards sent in a white envelope that prominently displays the U.S. Department of Treasury seal. Eligible individuals who do not receive their payment or who did not receive their first stimulus payment can claim it under the Recovery Rebate Credit when they file their 2020 tax return this year. People who do not normally file tax returns are advised to file a 2020 tax return if they do not receive their stimulus payment. For more information about the distribution of stimulus payments, Arkansans can search Economic Impact Payments on irs.gov.